Even though only 3,500 tickets had been distributed for this Wednesday's general audience, thousands more flocked to the Paul VI Hall, hoping to gain access for Pope Benedict XVI's penultimate audience with pilgrims. As soon as the Holy Father emerged onto the stage from the side door, the crowds erupted in greeting, a large banner reading simply, "Thank you, Benedict."
Cari fratelli e sorelle, come sapete, ho deciso.
Dear brothers and sisters, the Pope began, only to be interrupted frequently with prolonged applause.
Grazie per la vostra simpatia.
Speaking for the first time publicly of his decision since he first announced it to his fellow cardinals Monday last, he said, "Thank you for your kindness. I decided to resign from the ministry that the Lord had entrusted me on April 19th, 2005. I did this in full freedom," he added forcefully, "for the good of the church." After having prayed at length and examined my conscience before God, well aware of the gravity of this act. But, continued Pope Benedict, "I was also well aware that I was no longer able to fulfill the Petrine ministry with the strength that it demands. What sustains and illuminates me is the certainty that the Church belongs to Christ, whose care and guidance will never be lacking." Finally, he added, "I thank you all for the love and prayer with which you have accompanied me, which I have felt almost physically. These prayers in these days, which are not easy for me, the strength which the love of the Church and your prayers bring to me," and he urged faithful worldwide to continue to pray for him and for the future Pope. "The Lord," he ensured all, "will guide us."
Continuate a pregare per me, per la Chiesa, per il futuro Papa. Il Signore ci guiderà.
As the cheers and applause subsided, Pope Benedict XVI then attempted to turn to this Wednesday's catechesis in an atmosphere that was anything but normal. A catechesis which focused on the season of Lent, when we are called to make more room for God in our lives, as he tweeted to his followers. Just like the great American convert, Dorothy Day, of whom he spoke in his audience.
Dear brothers and sisters, today, Ash Wednesday, we begin our yearly Lenten journey of conversion in preparation for Easter. The 40 days of Lent recall Israel's sojourn in the desert and the temptations of Jesus at the beginning of his public ministry. The desert as a place of silent encounter with God and decision about the deepest meaning and direction of our lives is also a place of temptation. In his temptation in the desert, Jesus showed us that fidelity to God's will must guide our lives and thinking, especially amid today's secularized society. While the Lord continues to raise up examples of radical conversion, like Pavel Florensky, Etty Hillison, and Dorothy Day, he also constantly challenges those who have been raised in the faith to deeper conversion. In this Lenten season, Christ once again knocks at our door and invites us to open our minds and hearts to his love and to his truth. May Jesus' example of overcoming temptation inspire us to embrace God's will and to see all things in the light of his saving truth. I offer a warm welcome to all the English-speaking visitors present to this audience, including those from England, Denmark, and the United States. My particular greeting goes to the many student groups present, with prayers that this Lenten season will prove spiritually fruitful for you and your families, and will give all of you God's blessings of joy and peace. Thank you.
The full text of Pope Benedict XVI's catechesis this Wednesday is available on our website at rv.va. I'm Emer McCarthy.